From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The U.S. men's soccer team is set to begin the knockout stage of the World Cup today. The Americans go up against Belgium in the single elimination round of 16 at 3 o'clock this afternoon. A win would put the Stars and Stripes into the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. The NBA's free agent frenzy is underway. The 10-day window for negotiations opened at midnight. Top targets like LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony are plotting their next move after opting out of their deals with their teams last week. Meanwhile, the Bucks announced the firing of Coach Larry Drew last night, but the team website has still not posted word yet about his replacement, Jason Kidd. That's because it's not final yet, although it is getting closer. Media reports say Kidd has tentatively agreed to a 3-year contract worth a total of $12 to $15 million. It's a national holiday in Canada today, and that's why the Brewers have a day game in Toronto. The Crew opening a 2-game interleague series against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays in first place in the American League East. Milwaukee has a 6.5-game edge over St. Louis in the National League Central. You can hear the game today right here, pregame show at 11:30. The Woodchucks were swept yesterday by Green Bay, 12-5 and 15-6. Also, the Packers have sold out their annual family night, even though it's been scaled down from a scrimmage to a practice. Almost 73,000 $10 tickets were purchased for the August 2nd event at Lambeau Field. The Packers are trying to cut down on injuries, and they saw family night as one way to do it after tackle Brian Bulaga went out last season with a knee injury at the event. The Packers still promise periods of full contact between the offense and defense. Legion baseball on the schedule tonight includes Merrill at Wausau, Plover playing at Wisconsin Rapids. That's sports. I'm Tom King.